Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
On this very enthusiastic.
Lovely Thursday morning.
Okay, well, you made me a lovely cup of coffee. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I think, Tess, you really like really start people's day off well, because when people come up to the studio, Tess makes them really mean cups of coffee and then that's their day set.
Guys.
Hey, what have you brought us this morning, Troy?
Well, this morning there's something which is coming out tomorrow that has been quite eagerly anticipated by a lot of our customers and probably a lot of people who are our customers as well.
Exactly.
Mm. Now, the trio from, where are they from?
Thailand?
No, they're from Texas.
I'm just guessing because we were saying Corangabin. Corangabin?
Corangabin.
Corangabin is Thai for airplane, is that right?
That's right, yeah. They're from Texas and they've done two albums so far. Their third one is a dub version of their previous album, which Con Todo El Mundo, which was huge.
It got quite a lot of play on BFM, I believe.
I think it got quite a lot of play everywhere in the world, which is sort of odd for an Iranian-inspired fusion of psychedelicism and dub and all kinds of other things in there.
Nice.
But so this, like I said, is a dub version. This is called Hasta El Cielo.
The cover's quite nice.
El Cielo. I'm going to hit the track.
I think I quite like a cover that's got a sort of cartoony vibe to it.
You do?
Rather than a photograph.
Three cows, or two cows and a calf, and a big eye in the sky.
That's
very Illuminati.
It's just quite colourful.
Well, it is very colourful.
I think that's based on Thai traditionalist artwork.
Probably. They're quite gorgeous. It looks like a painting, actually. If you look at the back, the cow is a lot bigger, and you can see a bit of canvas underneath it. So this track is called Rules. It's the Scientist dub.
Yes, now there's the important bit. Now, this whole album is dubbed by Corangabin. However, a 7-inch single comes in it where their inspiration for the album, the great Jamaican dub Scientist.
Very cool.
Scientist, yeah.
Very cool.
He's done two of the tunes. This is one of the ones Scientist has done. Now, is it of a piece with the rest of it? Yeah, it kind of is. They were inspired by pretty much Scientist Wins the World Cup dub.
Okay, right.
Ruth Raddick's thing from back in 1980, 81.
He's still such a legend. He just keeps going.
The Scientist does.
Yeah. So he's done two tracks, dub mixes on here.
And that's the 7-inch, which comes in the sleeve.
Very cool. So this is Rules. He's also done Como Te Quiero.
Yeah. Now, in keeping with the dub tradition, all the tracks are renamed.
Okay.
So you will find all of the songs from Cono, what's it called?
The last
Cono
record.
Todo El Mundo, which means what? Everybody. For everybody, I think it means.
And Con Todo El Mundo.
In Spanish,
in
yes.
Dub.
But
they've all got different names and a different flavour.
What do you think of this?
I really like this.
What do you think of it, Troy?
This one particularly? Totally dig this one.
The whole album?
This one particularly, yeah. Mm.
I think it's really cool that they've managed to get the person that inspired the whole project.
Isn't it, Jeff?
To help them out.
Yeah.
On their sort of project itself. It's a nice kind of coda or something. Little epilogue.
Yeah.
This is a very nice, chill vibe.
So for those that might not remember, the first Corangabin album was kind of a surf infused look at the Thai music, popular music. Then it moved sort of Middle Eastern with the last record, and now, even though it's using the source material from that Middle Eastern inspired one, we're bringing in the Caribbean, obviously.
You can still hear it in the guitar licks though, a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Someone texted in and said, "This is amazing."
This is amazing.
They're right.
There you go. You might have someone running up to Southbound to grab it.
I think we'll have quite a few people. This one, there's been a lot of pre-orders for it, and I think we'll be sold out by the weekend. I'm guessing.
So don't sleep on this one, guys. I do like the cover for this. The tree, I presume it's like the tree of life or something like that. Nice big tree, couple of cows, a river, some stars. It sets the scene nicely.
Yeah, but what is, do you can understand what the Spanish title is? Hasta el cielo. You know what that is?
My Spanish is very limited.
Going to heaven or up to heaven or something.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, but no, very
but
simple.
You know. Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this. Karangavin. So this is the 7-inch, the bonus 7-inch.
It's also on the end of the CD.
Ah, cool. Is there a CD that comes with this, or is the CD separate?
No, it's for the people who like CDs. They can buy it on CD.
Fantastic. Yeah. Listen to it in your car. This track is called Rules. It's the Scientist dub. Nice. Nice little flourish at the end. What's the second one you've brought us this morning, Troy?
Now, the second one, just hit it. Now, in 1999 in Finland, I didn't think we'd be going back to Finland so quick.
I know, but we love Finland. Say that.
Through the 90s, there were on Warp Records, I think, there was a Finnish musician called Jimmy Tenor who was very popular. Now, Jimmy Tenor... One of his hobbies was inventing and building instruments, all kinds of weird ass instruments, right?
It's a great hobby.
Now, what do you do when you've got all these instruments? You find the most famous Finnish avant-garde musician, in this case, Edvard Vesala.
Cool.
And you go to his place and you record a couple of albums with him.
That sounds like a really fun project.
So this album opens with... on the other side, it opens with something which sounds like a cacophony of car horns.
Cool.
Now, what they are is all these instruments they'd built that were, in fact, you can see on the back of the cover Edvard Vesala playing a modified trombone, which pumps air into it. See it?
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Okay, this is, I'm excited about this one because I love a good invented instrument. I love people making strange noises with things that shouldn't make those noises.
What does it say about it? What do they call that weird instrument?
I'm not sure which one this one is. Is this the...
No, have a look at the picture.
Oh, yes, it's on the side there. Yeah. It's a vacuum cleaner trombone.
There
we go. And that is exactly what it is. It looks a bit like a Henry Hoover or something, lying on its side with a trombone sitting on top of it.
So what you get here is you get Edvard Vesala, who mainly a percussionist, an avant-gardist through and through. Most people, if they've heard of him, will have heard of him through a record on ECM in 1972 called Triptychon, which was done with Jan Garbarek and Harold Andersen from Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Also on this record is Eero Haala. Now, Eero Haala is a Finnish classical pianist. She was married to Edvard Vesala. She's on it. And Jimmy Suman and Matti Nappi. Now, these are kind of noise-based people, noise musicians, and inventors. So I've chosen this tune because it's the one which is least frightening. some of this stuff is like pure avant-garde noise.
Cool.
But these two albums they made, unfortunately, Edvard Vesala unexpectedly died of a heart attack before the first one was released.
Oh, that's really sad.
Back in 99. So the first part one of this, City of Women, sorry, I forgot to mention the title.
The
album is called
City of Women,
which is also the name of the unit. First one came out back in 2000 or early 2000s. This is the much delayed follow-up recorded at the same time. So City of Women 2.
I was going to say, that makes sense because this photo on the back... I was going to say, looks like something from a few years ago, at least.
Because it's in black and white.
Because it's in black and white, because he's wearing a very, like, paisley shirt with big flowy sleeves and he's got a huge moustache.
Right.
This is a bit of a vibe going on there.
Well, you should have seen Vesa in the 70s. He was one of those beardsmen that I am opposed to.
This is quite
Troy does
scary.
Not like
I
a beard.
Feel like this could be in a horror film.
Is this scary? Okay, Rachel, flip it to another track randomly.
To a scary track?
And
okay.
Then we just randomly put that need
pass
somewhere
that
else.
Pass that to you, Tess. I like the cover of this album.
There you go, Tess. Less scary now?
Oh, it's pretty freaky.
Jolly dance music?
I don't, it's not, it doesn't bother me that it's scary.
Okay, well, Rachel's going to randomly put on another tune and let's see what happens then.
Stand by. Yeah, it's still quite scary.
Oh, there you
what
go. There's the
They do sound like car horns.
The car horns. This is what happens when you pump air into or take air out of all of these instruments.
So this is using the vacuum cleaner, is it? Or
part of what you can hear there is, yeah.
Sounds like a busy intersection.
Doesn't it?
I really like this. It's got a good, you know. It sounds like a clown fight, you know, like little clown cars going at each other. I like the album cover of this. Looks very like The Wizard of Oz. It's sort of green, spooky, you know, Emerald City vibes. And then the back's great. It's got the kind of bamboo writing for the title as well, City of Women. City of Women 2.
City of Women 2, yeah.
This is so great. I'm really enjoying this.
That noise kind of sounds like a tattoo needle.
Oh, true.
Don't you think?
I guess so. Yeah.
Wait.
When it buzzes a bit.
Got
that. That bit. Oh, so many good sounds there.
That was Edvard singing in the background.
Though. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So good. So those aren't actually car horns. They are these instruments that they've built.
And weirdly enough, none of them are named.
Yeah.
But it just says, like, on the credits, everyone's credited with playing, you know, like, Vesler is credited with drums, vocals, and instruments. So they're all just called instruments, collectively.
Instruments.
Yeah.
Construction.
This is one of those sort of odd avant-garde type records, which is like kind of accessible and welcoming and kind of fun.
Yeah.
Except for the really frightening bits of white noise.
Definitely fun. That's 100% very fun. So that's The City of Women, Jimmy Tenor, Edward Vesler, Edo Harla,
yep.
Jimmy Suman, Matty Napi.
I think that's how they say their name.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
So that's a really nice record, and I was thrilled that it came in. Now, shall we move along to something completely different?
Time for something completely different.
Right. From northern Brazil.
Pinducha?
Pinducha.
Pinducha. Vamos Faria. I feel like every time you bring up tracks, I have to really, like, have a go on the pronunciation. I'm not sure how good it is.
Vamos Faria.
Vamos Faria.
Which is like, let's celebrate.
Nice. This is a celebration song.
It is. Now, this record is entitled Hambu, or Jambu. Eos Militicos Son das Amazonia. So what we have here is a double album collection of music from the 70s.
Yep.
From a region, what was it called? Belém, from Belém.
Belém, okay.
Which is, you know, in a part of northern Brazil, the sort of the entrance to the Amazon, but it's like on the Atlantic coast, so
yep.
It's kind of a Caribbean country at the same time as an Amazonian one.
So you can get that sort of sound does come through.
Well, the sound came through on radio.
Yeah.
So listen to this, turn that up.
It's impossible not to dance along to this a little bit, I think.
Now, this is a style of music and dance, actually, called carimbo.
Carimbo.
And Pinducha, who we're listening to now, is still making records today.
Wow.
He's like the self-proclaimed king of this style. But this compilation has some totally amazing tunes on it from a bunch of other people, too. Vera Kete, who was Pinducha's mortal rival to the crown. Other things, Grupo de Pesada is amazing. Oh, listen now. There you go, some Caribbean influence coming in.
Yeah.
So you get all these influences, like also from the other side, from Colombia. So it kind of sounds like cumbia, kind of sounds like meringue.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like a zouk.
Cool.
No reggae. Doesn't it? There's no reggae has come into anything on this record, but
vamos beber cachaça esta gente, vamos farrear, a This is a really good song. This is very fun. It is a celebration song.
Let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate. So is this on the shelf already?
No, this, like Kerangamin, this comes out worldwide tomorrow.
Wicked.
And so people have to come to Southbound tomorrow. They cannot come today.
Well, they can come today if they like.
They just, can get
but
other
if they
things
wanted
today.
One of these.
They might not necessarily be. Oh, no, they can buy Humbu. Okay. They just can't buy Kerangamin today.
So that's Humbu is the record?
Yeah, this is total. Like, you've got to check this cover out. It's,
this cover is, there's lots of men standing in apparently the rainforest or the bush or something, all looking very serious, looking dead down the camera, wearing kind
they,
of...
They don't look serious to me. They look like they're just not used to having their photos taken.
This guy's cracking up in the background here. Everyone else is just, like, dead-eyeing the camera, but I quite like it. Yeah, they are. Look at that guy. He's completely just straight down the barrel of the camera there.
Or maybe he's just not ready.
No, that's true. Maybe he wasn't ready.
This is an Analog Africa record,
cool.
Which means that it is, not only is it meticulously researched, it's, like, presented in a lovely gatefold as a massive booklet with interviews with everybody they
awesome.
Could find.
Awesome.
It's a really tremendous collection of fun things.
So that's Humbu Eos Míticos Sons da Amazonia. That's his, hopefully
nice.
That's all right. Remind us of the other two ones you brought up today, Troy.
Right, you heard from Finland, City of Women. City of Women 2 is the name of that, which is Jimmy Tanner, Edward Vesely, Irohala, etc. And we started with, from Houston, Texas, Kerangamin. Their
awesome.
new album, which is Contoro al Mundo in dub, or Hasta el Cielo to give it its correct title.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Troy. Head along to Southbound, guys, and grab those before they fly off the shelves.
I'll see you there.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.